The following Cruise Addicts talk show is a production of Cruise Radio.
Welcome aboard to Cruise Radio, your home port for everything cruising and more. Subscribe to our newsletter and weekly radio show at cruiseradio.net.
From the Cruise Radio studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at cruiseradio.net. And while you're there, sign up for our Cruise Radio premium content. It's all our unedited interviews, outtakes, screw-ups, and you can find out why they have to edit me most of the time.
Certain I'm going to have to edit this right here. Don't forget, later on the show, we'll have your chance to score Carnival Magic Inaugural Cruise 2011 prize pack. On this show, Doug is going to give us highlights from his day trip aboard the Holland America Prince and Dam. But first, Stuart Sheeran, the cruise guy, joins us. Hello once again, Stuart.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Doug.
Hey, man.
Let's get right to it. The Italian cruise line MSC and their ship, the Opera, has experienced something similar to what Carnival Splendor did not too long ago. Tell us what happens.
Well, it's somewhat similar. The only similarity was the ship lost power, and they were adrift for a period of time. But in this case, there was no fire. They did have not one but two power outages, and essentially, you know, rendering the ship, you know, the, most importantly, the toilets and galley equipment inoperable. So they did have to bring in people from the shipyard to help get the ship operating again, but they did have to call the ship, end the cruise, and have the ship towed into Sweden.
Is the company giving fair compensation?
Yeah, it's a good question. What they are doing is they are giving them essentially a 10-night cruise, a future 10-night cruise. Now, unlike Carnival, who gave you your money back, as well as a, I think it was 50% off a future cruise?
Yeah, something like that.
And, I mean, they were very generous with that. Of course, they covered their costs, getting all the passengers home, whether you booked your air with them or not. In this case, MSC did cover the cost to get the passengers home, which, you know, they may have had to stay a day or two until flights could get out, but, you know, hotels and meals. But so they covered that. But if you want to take advantage of that 10-night cruise, you got to fly yourself out there at your own cost.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, for the Europeans, I mean, there weren't that many Americans on board. But, you know, just giving them a future credit probably doesn't sit well with a lot of people.
Okay, the long or the short of it, how long is the ship out of service?
Well, they took it out of service for the next sailing. So right now there's a review in the situation.
Okay.
They haven't canceled the second sailing, but they did cancel the sailing right after the one that was impacted by the power outages.
Gotcha. Norwegian Cruise Lines just announced they're pulling out of the Med because of political unrest, they're stating, yet Princess still continues to cruise there. It's very confusing. Explain it.
Remember, a lot of the cruise lines began pulling out of Egypt, let's say, because of the political situation. You've got a lot of people. There's a they have no leadership. It's a military regime right now. And they have no elected ruler at this point. And there's still a lot of unrest. Princess is the only cruise line that said, we're going back in, and they started with the May 15th sailing. So right now, as of essentially for the past, I guess, it's been about a month since Princess announced that, they are still the only cruise line that has resumed visits to Egypt. Most of the other cruise lines didn't have Egypt on their itineraries until the late fall because of the, you know, the temperatures. But it'll be interesting to see. But it's, you know, for a lot of people, they're still uncomfortable traveling there. But, you know, a lot of people have just, you know, kind of put the brakes on hold going to Europe. The airfare, the cost of the airfare, you know, have put a lot of put the brakes on for a lot of passengers. And, you know, a lot of people just said, you know what? What else can we do? And Alaska has seen a bump in bookings as a result.
Well, I was going to say, this has nothing to do with their very poor first quarter earnings, does it?
No.
Okay.
No, and you know, if you also recall, Royal Caribbean several weeks ago announced that they're going to be bringing Navigator of the Seas back, which was scheduled through, I think it was into March or April, sailing out of Barcelona, and because of the weak bookings and the you know, the future outlook, they decided to bring that ship back in November. So, I mean, the beauty of the cruise lines is, look, they could bring the ships back if they're not seeing the types of bookings that they need.
All right, the Allure of the Seas has been rescuing some Cubans. Is this correct? And I'm not talking about cigars.
Oh, you are just on a roll tonight. On Saturday, Royal Caribbean's Allure of the Seas rescued 9 Cuban refugees that were essentially at sea for about 8 days, and brought them on board. And shortly later in the day, they did turn them over to the U.S. Coast Guard, who in turn did repatriate the refugees to Cuba.
So they shipped them back.
The U.S. Coast Guard brought them back, and they gave them the food, clothing that they needed in order to give them the medical care.
That's good.
Yeah.
And you just got back from a trip yourself, right? The Disney Wonder, the first time ever into Alaska?
Let me tell you, it was pretty exciting. I mean, the ship just really fit well into the environment. The people were just so excited to see, you know, Disney finally. I mean, imagine Disney in Alaska. You know, we've never imagined Disney putting a hotel there.
Yeah.
So, the cruise ship was the next best thing. But, you know, it was really nice. We were essentially one of the very first ships up there of the season. We were there, the first sailing was May 2nd. And, I mean, there was nobody there. We were going to Tracy Arm Fjord, and at the end was Sawyer Glacier. And we were the first ship of the season. In Skagway, we were the only ship. Juneau, we were the only ship. It's a great time. The temperatures were very mild. We saw bears at the Mendenhall Glacier.
Cool.
Whales out when we did the whale quest. We went panning for gold.
Is this time of year too cold to swim?
Well, I could tell you that there were a lot of people in the pool. Disney does not have the indoor pools like many of the lines that go up there. But their temperatures in the pool were about 89 degrees. And there was smoke coming out of the pool at all hours of the day. And, I mean, the pools and jacuzzis were pretty packed. I mean, I didn't go near it, didn't even think about it. But it's going to be a really good season for Alaska. And, you know, based on all these last-minute bookings going on across the board, not only for the cruises but the cruise tours, the lines are going to realize a nice bump in their earnings.
Stuart Sheeran, what he lacks in personality, he certainly makes up for in cruise knowledge.
Well, thank you so much, sir.
Have you been dreaming lately about a romantic tropical cruise to the Caribbean?
Cruise One. Or how about a breathtaking scenic cruise to Alaska?
Cruise One.
Or how about the Mexican Riviera?
Or Cancun.
Cozumel.
Or New England.
Or Canada.
Or Italy.
Or Greece.
Or the Far East. Or how about a cruise around the whole world?
Cruise One. Got a dream vacation for you.
Cruise One.
Gonna send you on your way.
Cruise One.
Number one in cruising.
Cruise One has more than 550 cruise specialists nationwide ready to help you plan your dream cruise. And speaking with a local Cruise One expert is as easy as calling toll-free 1-800-CRUISE and the number 1. That's 1-800-CRUISE-1 or find us online at cruiseone.com.
Number 1 in cruising nationwide.
Each episode, we give you Porthole Cruise Magazine's Pick of the Week.
Fort Lauderdale boasts some amazing beachfront hotels to choose from if you're cruising from Port Everglades and want to tack on a night before or after. Along a several-mile stretch of shoreline, there are dozens of amazing hotels that are within minutes of Fort Lauderdale's best shopping, dining, and attractions.
Right on the corner of A1A and Sunrise Boulevard is the B-Ocean Hotel Fort Lauderdale, which just celebrated its grand opening in April. This place has amazing views from every room and a super swanky interior. Another cool thing about B-Ocean is that celebrity chef Holly Ugaldi, winner of season 7 of Hell's Kitchen, is the hotel's signature chef and has created a collection of dishes unique to the hotel.
Yeah, this hotel is very cool, and the fact that every room faces the ocean doesn't hurt either.
Nice. Earlier, we spoke to Corporate Vice President of B Hotels and Resorts, Chris Tompkins, and here's how he described B Ocean.
It's modish in design, it's sleek, and it's cool, but it's also very usable and user-friendly. Our brand and our hotel is very much about to be approachable. We want to be approachable, and we want to be inclusive of all different demographics and all different walks. And we want to share an experience, again, for people to understand what the destination has to offer.
He also touched upon the dining.
We have bistro on the beach. We have the Quench pool and patio bar area. And then we have an incredible signature restaurant called Saya. It's a sushi and Asian fusion restaurant. And we are rated number 1 in Broward County by readers and followers of Open Table.
If you missed any part of the show or want to hear more, go to cruiseradio.net and click on Radio Channel, or go to iTunes and search Cruise Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
With us is the cruise director aboard the MS Princeton Dam, Mr. Thomas Faulkner. Thomas, welcome to Cruise Radio.
Well, thank you, Doug. It's a pleasure. Glad to have you on board.
Tell us about the ship we're on. It does quite the itinerary.
Well, the Princeton Dam is what Holland America Line likes to call the Elegant Explorer, and it does nothing but longer, sort of more world cruising type of voyages. Our shortest cruises are 14 days, but the cruise we just finished here in Fort Lauderdale today was 62 days long. It was a round-trip cruise from Fort Lauderdale to North Africa into the Mediterranean. We went to the Holy Land. We went to Egypt. And that was touch and go, but we got to go into Egypt, yeah, and up to Venice and back again. So, in other words, it was a 62-day cruise from Fort Lauderdale, Florida to Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
So, Holland America travels under this misnomer of being an old person's cruise line. And with that being said, is there anything to do besides, like shuffleboard?
Well, we don't even have shuffleboard, Doug, okay. Just so you know. actually, this ship is a one-off ship. It's the smallest ship in the fleet, 750 passengers is a kind of a typical load. We can take up to 830, and it's by a half. The next ship up is what we call the S class, which is the Stottendam and the Maasdam, the Rheindam and the Veendam, and those hold 1400. So it's quite a jump down here. This was the old Seabourn Sun. It was built as the Royal Viking Sun. It was way ahead of its time when it was built, and it was one of the premier cruise lines, the Royal Viking line. But this ship tends to be a little less in the nightlife attitude because we're keeping people, we're running around all over the world and wearing them out. So, but our ships go everywhere from a short Caribbean or Alaska cruise with a shipload of 200 kids or more and activities that everything from bingo to baseball and volleyball and basketball, anything you can think of, we can do on Holland America. It really is a misnomer. This is a cruise for everybody. Every line has its niche. It doesn't try to be something that it's not, but it provides an elegant atmosphere and we'd like to say 5-star service that pretty much nobody can match, I think.
So on a long voyage like this, you said the ship just got back from a 62-night voyage, and now it's about to embark on a 24-night voyage today. What kind of shows can you expect?
We actually have a really nice showroom. Ours is more of a cabaret setting.
Okay.
Our ships go from, ours is a single-level showroom. Most of the ships have two-level showrooms, and others have a triple-decker showroom. So they're, big, big showrooms with hydraulics and automation and flying and all kinds of different effects. Our ship is a little bit different, but we do provide 5 or 6 review-style shows. They have Broadway themes. They have popular themes. There can be singing or dancing. We've just finished. We have a cast on right now that we refer to them as the Showroom at Sea. It's a new concept at Holland America, and it provides a tremendous amount of versatility and variety in the performers. In other words, we have Broadway-style belter singers. We have crooners. We have a couple of operatic. We call them legitimate singers, and we can sing an entire variety. We have shows that are focused on 4-part male harmonies, kind of taking you back to Frankie Valli. We have another show that's very operatic, if you will, that sings arias and classics and standard contemporary classics. And then we also have the feathers and glitz, too. We can really offer it all. Plus, we mix it up with what we call guest entertainers or their variety acts. They could be comedians or ventriloquists, single solo artists. We have a group on right now that we brought on. They're very successful, called the Unexpected Boys. Some of your listeners might be familiar with them. Mm-hmm. It's called Oh, What a Night. It's a tribute to Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Right.
Great. So we have something for everybody. And so it's just a matter of picking and choosing. We know that everybody doesn't want to do everything, but that's why we have options. We have movies. We have first-run movies or second-run movies, I guess, would be better. With the same movie pool that the airlines get. So they're relatively recent releases. Plus, we have access to we have CNN, Fox News, and there are a whole number of things that no matter what's going on, or as little you can do as much or as little as you choose.
Right.
Plus, dancing and music to listen to all night long.
So, as a cruise director, what's your swan song? Do you dress up like Elvis? Do you sing? Do you dance? You have something. Every cruise director does.
Well, some of the dressing up I do, Doug, I can't share with the guests at home. However, I guess the one thing I'm kind of known for is sort of tongue in cheek, just being I close every show with a little something funny, and I try to have somebody put it to me, and I read it in a book that life is full of serious, and I consider it my job to find the funny.
Cruise director aboard the MS Prince and Dam, Mr. Thomas Faulkner. Thanks for taking a couple minutes out of your day, Thomas.
Hey, Doug. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Have a question for the experts, or would you like to talk about your cruise or vacation experience, good or bad? Email comments at cruiseradio.net.
With us is the executive chef aboard the MS Prince and Dam, Martin Cousin. Martin, welcome to Cruise Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
As an executive chef, you're basically overseeing all things food on this ship. What's a typical day like for you?
Well, still starting in the office, I suppose. Also checking emails and so on, but then very early, already around 7:30, I make the first round through the ship, checking the lead of breakfast, everything is ready on time, hot and so on. Then I pass through the main kitchen, the preparation area, so I make a whole round. Then around 8:30, I have a first meeting with all the station heads, mm-hmm. Where we discuss events of the day and upcoming events, menus and so on, and then just take it from there, whatever happens.
This may come off as a stupid question on my part, but like today the ship leaves for 24 nights. Did you have to order for all 24 nights at one time?
Depending on the products, but usually what we do is the fresh produce we will buy along the way as mm-hmm. we go. Frozen, dry items we will try to cover for the entire voyage. However, we do have also what's called a container loading, which we ordered already 3 to 4 months ahead.
Okay.
So those containers hopefully are awaiting us when we arrive in the different ports.
Holland America rolled out a few months ago their Culinary Council, and for our listeners who aren't familiar with the Culinary Council, just briefly describe what that is, and has that affected the menu much?
Actually, there's quite a few different chefs, very rather famous chefs, I would think.
Right.
They have created and shared recipes with us, and we implementing those as we speak at the moment. So not all the ships have it actually yet, but I think within the next few weeks or so, all ships should utilize also those recipes from the Culinary Council. I think it's a great idea sharing different ideas, so it's really good.
So I've got to ask you, Martin, what's your favorite dish when you're not cooking for other people?
My grandma's Apfelstrudel. Of course.
He is the executive chef aboard the Holland America Prince and Dam. Mr. Martin Cousin, thank you so much for being on Cruise Radio.
Pleasure, thank you.
There's one thing we didn't get to talk about last week because it was on the last night of our Carnival Magic Cruise. It was the big magic show, Destination Unknown.
Yeah, what did you think about that show?
Well, let's start with the good first.
Uh-huh.
Technically, it was amazing. You know, the stage work, the way it spun around, the risers up and down, the lasers, the smoke. I mean, clearly, they put a ton of cash into the stage and the theater, and really was spectacular from a technical standpoint.
Yeah, when the helicopter comes down, the show first started.
Crazy.
The big scorpion, like 12-foot-long scorpion, was pretty cool as well.
Yeah, they were not messing around.
Yeah, really appealing to the eye.
And the performers were very good. I thought the dancers were lovely, and the women were nice too. But let me tell you, I was sitting right up front, and these ladies, first of all, absolutely gorgeous, and they're doing these high kicks right in front of me. Hello. Very nice, and great performers too, great singing and all that. Now, the tricks themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just put it this way. I've seen better tricks on Beaver Street downtown Jacksonville.
Yeah, the tricks were the same stuff we've been seeing for the
last 100 years.
Yeah.
There was nothing new or innovative about any of these tricks.
Okay, one of them was very cool, though. When the scorpion came out, he laid inside of it.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
And you could see around the whole scorpion.
Yeah.
And he showed up at the other side of the arena. Oh, the Showtime Theater. That was cool.
But other than that, gotta say a disappointment.
But
again,
what?
Technically, very good.
That said, we're giving away a 2011 Carnival Magic Prize Pack. Now, all you have to do to get in on this is to go to Facebook.com/CruiseRadio and answer our Carnival Magic Trivia. You should have no problem thanks to Google.
We'll announce the winner next week. Each week, we like to try and save you a little bit of cash. This week, thanks to Online Vacation Center. As you know, Doug, river cruises are becoming quite popular.
Did you know there was more river cruises launched this year than big cruise ships?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, because they get closer to the land, you're able to get more up close and personal with the destinations. So it's a really, really different and great way to cruise. Right now, we're focusing on Viking River cruises, and here's Online Vacation Center's exclusive offer. Take up to $500 per stateroom off already reduced Viking River cruises in Europe, Asia, Russia, or Egypt. And what's great is Viking River cruises are an inclusive value. Most shore excursions, wine with dinner, and entertainment are included in the cruise fare.
I like this. You dock in the center of each town, which means there's no long bus rides to distant ports. You basically step right off the ship and start exploring right away.
And these are intimate ships, too. You're going to sail with no more than 300 other travelers.
And next year, Viking River Cruises will release the next generation of river cruise ships, the Viking Longships. These are cool. And they have innovative features like the first suites and full balconies on river cruise ships. And just so you know, the Viking Longships are included in this $500 off deal.
Viking is offering two-for-one cruise fares and reduced airfare on most 2011-2012 river cruises. Online Vacation Center will take an additional $500 per stateroom off the already discounted price, $300 if cruise price is less than $1,499. Offer expires May 31st of this year. Call right now, 800-809-4492. That's 800-809-4492. Or go to onlinevacationcenter.com/cruiseradio. All right, that's going to do it for this week. What's next week, Doug?
We are going to give you a behind-the-scenes look at cruise port operations.
Very good. Don't forget about our premium content. All the stuff that didn't quite make it to each week's show. The outtakes, the crazy mishaps, you can find right there at cruiseradio.net and click on the premium content button.
Don't forget you can take Cruise Radio with you on your iPhone, your Droid, your BlackBerry. Just download the Stitcher Radio app. It's a free download, and just search Cruise Radio on it.
From the Cruise Radio studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cruise Radio. For information on how your company can reach over 100,000 travel enthusiasts a week, email sales@cruiseradio.net. Find Cruise Radio on iTunes, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Just search Cruise Radio.
The preceding Cruise Addicts talk show was a production of Cruise Radio.